Who among you, our Lord, asks the Pharisees, who among you, if your son or ox falls into a cistern, would not immediately pull him out on the Sabbath day? If the Pharisees, who so egregiously misinterpreted the law, would not hesitate to save their own sons or even their animals, their beasts of burdens, from death on a Sabbath day, how much more so our Lord, the Good Shepherd, would not hesitate to save the life of one of his precious sheep, whom he has redeemed with his own precious blood. So our Lord cures the man on the Sabbath, mercifully restores him health of body and soul, and dismisses him. This teaches us this gospel passage today, in which, you know, the mercy of the Good Shepherd, who saves his sheep always through his laws, teaches us exactly that every law of God, every divine law has a purpose. Every divine law has a purpose. And the Pharisees missed this point. Every law of God has a purpose, and it is twofold. It is first and foremost to give glory to God. Our Lord shows his majesty, his sovereignty through his holy laws. But there's a twofold purpose. Secondly, every law's purpose is to benefit us. It's to save us. It's to lead us to God, the divine honor and the salvation of souls. If we want to make a law work, we have to always respect and acknowledge, recognize its twofold purpose. The Pharisees missed this point. They were willing to, you know, to save their own animals, their own beasts of burden on a Sabbath so that they might not perish. But they would let a man, a crippled man, you know, they would not allow a crippled man to be cured on a Sabbath. They would condemn a man who had been healed by our Lord in another parable for carrying a stretcher home after having been restored with the gift of the use of his legs. But they wouldn't hesitate themselves on that same day to plot the death of our Lord, etc., etc. This is what it means to fall, you know, when St. Paul says that the letter kills, but the Spirit gives life. Getting caught up in the letter of the law without seeing its purpose kills, while the Spirit of the law gives life, vivifies. The Spirit of the law, which gives glory to God and seeks the salvation of souls. So the law of God is for us never an obstacle. It's never an obstacle in the way to God. It's the way to God. It is the way to God. It's impossible not to, you know, by observing a law of God sincerely, not to be led to him at the same time. And that's why we need to give a good example to the world today, which has lost both the sense of, you know, the divine honor, the honor which we owe to God, which we have to give to God, and the need to save our souls. Many a person in our recent day and age has said that what's going to convince the world today is good example. When St. Paul says today in the first reading, he boasts, Paul and Timothy, slaves of Christ Jesus, to all the holy ones in Christ Jesus who are in Philippi. St. Paul is willing to boast that he's a slave of Christ Jesus. And we too should boast of being slaves of Christ Jesus, because by being his slaves, we show the world that to serve him is to reign, as the liturgy says. To serve our Lord is to reign, because it gives glory to God, but it is also for the salvation of our own souls, for our own good, that we serve our Lord, who has our good in mind, who has our good at heart. That is what Scripture means when we say this every morning in morning prayer, in the canticle of Zechariah, that our Lord has made us free to serve him without fear, holy and righteous in his sight all the days of our life. It's a grace to be able to serve our Lord, and to serve him is to reign. And we have to do this joyfully, we have to do this willingly, because to moan and groan under the sweet yoke of Christ as if it were a burden is certainly not going to fulfill the spirit of the law. It's not going to be of any advantage to us. Just to fulfill the letter of the law, moaning and groaning the whole way through, it's not going to convince anybody else either. It's not going to bring anybody else to observe that holy law of our Lord. Certainly not going to emphasize the fact that the purpose of the law is the salvation, the good of our own souls. But we need to do that today. We need to give that good example by faithfully and joyfully observing the law of our Lord. By observing it, being led to him. And by being led to him, being saved, being sanctified. And all this for the greatest possible glory of God, as St. Maximilian would say, and for the salvation of the greatest possible number of souls. Praised be Jesus and Mary, now and forever.